up, Doc?
What's shaking, bacon?
Oh, what's going on?
What's up? What's new, pussycat?
Whoa! Here at 95.3 The Bull, we're going to take this time to tell you what happened, what's new from over the weekend. It's been a long time since we've been together. Let's catch up.
Yeah, let's start with the royal family. There have been conspiracies swirling on TikTok and the internet, and now everybody owes Princess Kate Middleton an apology because she announced Friday that she's undergoing preventative cancer treatment. She said that she had a successful abdominal surgery in January, but her medical team discovered that cancer was present. So now she's in the early stages of this preventative treatment and has been really trying to hide from the limelight to keep her kids' best interest at heart.
Wish her nothing but the best for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Friday night's Mega Millions jackpot was worth $977 million. Guess what? No one won it. So Tuesday's jackpot now has grown to $1.1 billion with a B dollars, with a lump sum cash payout of over $525 million.
Same result for the Powerball too, Steve, as $800 million is now in the jackpot coming up for the Powerball. The cash payout will be a lump sum of $384.8 million.
What to do? Would you take the one lump sum cash payout?
I would always take the lump sum because I don't know how the installments work. Can somebody just come by and whack me and then nobody gets my additional earnings? Does that go back to the state? I don't know.
And if I could pass it on down the line through the family, through generations, maybe I would take the big one lump sum, or maybe I would take the big payout of $1.1 million. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on where I'm at when I win.
When I win.
What else do I want to tell you about? Oh, yeah. Hostess cupcakes.
Mm.
Love those little treats, right?
Of course.
They are now selling lava cakes. They announced this over the weekend. Mm. You ever been on a cruise? You get the lava cakes?
Nice. You don't have to be on a cruise for a lava cake, dude.
Not anymore. Mini cakes. They have chocolate drizzle and a melty core inside.
Ooh.
Double chocolate, creamy caramel on the inside as well. Lava cakes from Hostess. Yes, please.
We are getting ready for opening day on Thursday, Steve. And today, Shohei Ohtani is addressing the media in L.A. after his longtime interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, was fired on Friday for massive theft. The stolen money was used to gamble on sports. And the reason this story is of note is that it could lead to Ohtani getting into serious trouble with MLB. They're doing an investigation into the pitcher/DH phenom, and if they find that this money was given to the translator to then gamble on sports, right? Like if Ohtani was giving the money and then with a third party gambling on sports, this could lead to a long suspension for Shohei Ohtani.
And now the Dodgers like, and we paid how much for this?
Well, they deferred it.
And how do we know what he's going to say if he fired his translator? Is there a new one now?
Oh, there's a new one.
It's going to be standard talk. We're like, what's he saying? I don't know. We forgot to get a translator, did we?
Obviously, you know, Pete Rose is banned from baseball for life for gambling on sports. I don't know that it'll go that far. Shohei's pretty important to MLB financially, but we'll see how it plays out today as he addresses the media later on.
Over the weekend, maybe you went and saw Ghostbusters. You weren't alone. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the number one movie over the weekend at the box office, bringing in a cool $46 million. Dune Part 2 was in second. Kung Fu Panda 4 was number 3.
Can we stop with the Ghostbusters remakes?
Well, wait, but can we stop with the Kung Fu Panda remakes? We're at number 4.
Those are just additional installments.
Well, so are the Ghostbusters.
No.
It's Frozen Empire. It's the next generation.
The next generation. They're just remakes. We've done Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2, which were fun and whimsical and are allowed to be made. Then they did the all-girl one, which was terrible. And I've not seen this one, but like, it just is a cash grab, right?
What do you think Kung Fu Panda 1, 2, 3, and now 4 is?
It's a way for Jack Black to stay employed.
It's the same panda. It's the same thing.